Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Charity Digital podcast. My name is Nick Wyatt, Growth Marketing Executive here at Charity Digital, and I shall be your host for today's podcast. Just a reminder, we want you to get involved with our future podcasts via our Twitter account. We'll be giving you the opportunity to ask expert panelists your questions on future topics. You can get involved at charitydigi.org. That's charity, D-I-G-I-O-R-G. We can't wait to hear from you. So, we all know about Black Friday. We have all seen the videos of people fighting with their bare hands to the death over a pair of socks. We know about Cyber Monday, which sees millions of us thump away on our keyboards and mouses to find, essentially, fake online deals. But these are all followed by a great day, a day of compassion and generosity, Giving Tuesday, which this year takes place on the 29th of November, 2022. But what exactly is Giving Tuesday? Well, today I have a lovely panel of experts who are going to explain all. Without spoiling too much, Giving Tuesday was created in 2012, and as they put it, came from a simple idea, a day that encourages people to do good. Over the last decade, this idea has grown into a global movement that inspires millions of people to give, collaborate, and celebrate generosity. But we're going to dig deeper than that in this podcast, which is sponsored by the lovely people at Salesforce.org. We are going to find out exactly what is Giving Tuesday and how your charity can join and take part this year. Now, let me introduce this panel of experts I was alluding to earlier. I am joined today by the dynamic duo that is the Lisas, Lisa Rowland, our events manager, and Lisa Chamette, our sales manager. And joining us once again is the sometimes wonderful Ewan Mark Jones, our content editor here at Charity Digital. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, I kind of made a promise to the audience in that introduction that of a question that needs to be answered, and that is, what is Giving Tuesday? And I'm going to kick this off with you, Ewan.
Yeah, thanks for having us, as ever. Giving Tuesday broadly is just a global day of giving, best seen as sort of a movement. It's a day that encourages everyone everywhere to support the causes and communities that they hold dear. Importantly, it's not just about money, which is often how we conceive the idea of giving, but you can give or volunteer your time, you can share your skills, campaign for your cause, donate food or clothes or any other material item, or even just organize events, clean up litter from a local street, whatever. Just, it's all about just taking part and getting involved. Here's a little brief history. It started in the US in 2012, as Nick mentioned, and it falls the day after, on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And it was sort of a response to the commercialism of Black Friday, which you mentioned, which falls the Friday before. And again, we do know everything about Black Friday, but Giving Tuesday seems to be sort of a thing that's growing in comparison and is almost a reaction, a sort of positive that's grown out of that. Its popularity continues to grow and has grown and grown, and millions of people now take part every year in more than 60 countries, I believe, with the general goal of creating this wave of generosity. So it hopes to have a sort of knock-on effect and pushes collaboration and so on and so forth. The UK has been an official partner since 2014, and equally in the UK, it's grown every year and continues to do so. Any charity or any person can sign up as a partner, or any charity, I believe, can sign up as a partner, and they can find inspiration from others involved. There's plenty of resources on the Giving Tuesday website, which you should definitely check out. And so broadly, it's a pretty successful movement. Something to encapsulate success is in 2020 alone, Giving Tuesday brought in £14,000 a minute for good causes in the UK alone. The stats are much higher for the world. Huge for the world. And figures from Visa in the UK show that £20.2 million was donated via their platform. So yeah, it's a worldwide event, raises huge amounts of money, and is massively successful.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with 100% of what you're saying, Johan. I will also just add from a UK perspective, basically, like you said, Johan, since 2014, we've had the chance to have Giving Tuesday in the UK, and it's been supported by CAF, the Charity Aid Foundation. And basically, with the support, what it's been able to grow into in the UK is having loads of support from banks, including NatWest, and then big brands like BT and Samsung, loads of national newspapers, and big charities especially have jump on board, like the Macmillan Cancer Support and Marie Curie. This year, it's changing partners. So it is now being supported by the Chartered Institute of Fundraising. And I've just read that this year is a focus on celebrating pride in the UK generosity, because like you said, Johan, it's beyond just, you know, donating. Obviously, donating is very important, but it's also celebrating what makes the charity sector what it is. It's with the people, you know, the supporters, the great causes that are that people are rallying for. So it's really about everybody coming together on that day and before to show they care about causes that are close to their heart.
I think one thing that's worth mentioning is the Giving Tuesday is kind of a movement, but it's also a it's an organization as well that supports it, which I think is something that we should bring up and mention here, is that there is an organization who pushes this every year called Giving Tuesday, but it's something that you can partner with them directly, and they'll provide you with lots of different resources to help you along your way with whatever you want to do with it. As Ewan's alluded to, it's not just about charities fundraising. You can be a volunteer. You can be a business who wants to do something for charity as well. It really, it's something for everybody, not just the charity sector. So, like I said, if you want to go directly to the organization Giving Tuesday, they have lots of resources through them that you can get to help you with it. But on top of that, you can just do it separately and just use that specific date to do whatever kind of campaigns that you're looking to do. So I guess, yeah, following on from that is what can charities do for Giving Tuesday? How can they get involved, and what sort of suggestions do you have for them?
Yeah, I can start first. Oh, sorry. I can start first. Because I think, like you were saying earlier, it's really important to highlight it's really about social media and how you can harness the power, the good power of social media. We know that sometimes it gets bad press, but it can be used as a force for good, and then encourage people to really care about what you as a charity have to offer and how you're making an impact. And basically there's a lot of ideas that we've been searching in terms of what can charities do for Giving Tuesday. I think it's really important, first of all, for charities to think about what the goal is, and plan accordingly. So obviously we're going to be in September, so there's still a little bit of time for teams to start planning around the end goal and how they want people to engage with their cause. But then I'd say that for some helpful tips, there's obviously Salesforce.org that has got loads of a bit like a toolkit. So it's free to, obviously it's free to access, and everybody that can have a little bit of time to just share their details with Salesforce, they get tips every Tuesday in their inbox for the whole month of November. So it's a 4-week Giving Tuesday tip series, where basically they can have all the ideas and tips to make their campaign very successful. So there's some of that, but I'm guessing that the guys also have other ideas.
Yeah, sure. So I think you mentioned this, Lisa, but I think one of the most important things to do ahead of Giving Tuesday is to plan ahead. So obviously we know it's in November most years, or the beginning of December, and I researched before this for recording today, and actually the dates are published until 2026 for Giving Tuesday. So there's no excuse to not have this in your calendar and not to be planning ahead for next year. So make it one of those events that is a staple, and start planning ahead and making sure that you've got everything prepped to really make a go and make the most of this movement. As Lisa said, there's still time this year. It's not until late November. So I'd suggest start planning now, brainstorming with your team of how you can make the most of it.
Yes. And to add to that, we mentioned earlier that it's not just about raising money and fundraising or giving money. And so for charities, it's not just about raising money. I think it's an important thing to say. Fundraising can seem sometimes a bit short-termist, and I think that's an issue that charities have. So Giving Tuesday defines some of the opportunities as engage with current and new donors, launch or shine a spotlight on your fundraising campaign, raise awareness of your services, celebrate your fantastic donors and volunteers, share stories from your beneficiaries. So a lot of the focus there is not actually just about on this day, we will try to raise a large sum, which a lot of charities have done. But it's also about raising awareness and drawing attention to the work you do. So I think on socials, we're talking about adding Giving Tuesday, using hashtags if they're going. They've been trending for the past few years. There's Giving Tuesday has been a trending hashtag on Twitter, at least. So yes, it's about using that to try and make easy donations and try to raise funds, but it's also about trying to raise, sort of telling the story of your charity so that you get donors who are potentially more long-term. As with any of these days, we do sometimes see that, you might get a small bonus sort of thing, a one-off day where you receive quite a few funds, but it's a much better thing to get some long-term beneficiaries or some long-term donors. So ways of doing that is sharing personal stories, really drawing attention to your mission statement, getting involved in the community and not just sort of siloing yourself. So comment on other people's action, help other people, amplify other people, and just really getting involved in the day as opposed to sort of just seeing it as an opportunity for your own fundraising, see it as an opportunity to collaborate, to get involved. And of course, as mentioned, get involved with businesses who are receptive. I mean, we've seen some examples of people doing great things on Giving Tuesday, and the partners include Salesforce, obviously, but there's the Financial Times, Cancer Research UK, the Great Ormond Street Children's Charity, so many different people who are from different parts of the charity sector and beyond get involved in this one day. And so it's a great opportunity for you to sort of get involved with other people, I think.
And just to add to Ewan's point regarding the different ways of how you can get involved, I think as a charity, make it really clear what those ways are for your supporters. So whether that's donating to your charity shops or simply sharing the post on social media to help raise awareness to other people that may not have heard of your charity, or even things, having an event background, things that could help you with your future fundraising events, such as donating a prize that could be used in a fundraising raffle at a future event. But just to make it really clear in all of your promotion, how they can give without physically giving money, because like we all know at the moment, times are hard. So just make that really clear for your supporters.
Yeah. And to add one more thing, actually conversely, is that if you are trying to raise money, do make that very clear as well. So one big issue is there'll be a lot of people trying to raise funds on that day and a lot of charities that, and that's a great thing. If you're making it a difficult journey for people to donate, they may look elsewhere. So make it really clear, signpost everything very clearly. So yes, of course, it's about more than just raising money. But if you are trying to raise a bit of money, and also if you should do this anyway, I mean, you should do this anyway, regardless of the day, you should do this all year round, but ensuring that people can give to you should be a very easy and seamless thing. And any roadblocks that prevent that will prevent people giving. And particularly on a day when there's hundreds, if not thousands of people asking for support and asking to sort of people to engage with their stories.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you, Johan. I think, you know, if a charity can make it as easy as possible, having a dedicated Giving Tuesday landing page, maybe dedicated Giving Tuesday, maybe post on their website so that people know directly, you know, where to go and how the contribution will be, again, very appreciated, and how their contribution has an impact on the cause. I think more than ever, it's really important for organizations to really highlight the good work they're doing and the benefits and the real tangible impact that a £5 or a £10 donation has on their activities. I was also having a look at, you know, the other ways, because obviously we were talking about donations, but there were other things that I found that could be interesting to some of you, like creating an online shopping list on Amazon so people can buy something for you instead of making a donation. So it's even, you know, even more obvious to see what your donations can contribute to. Also, obviously, getting your charities on online shopping portal. one of Giving Tuesday partners is Give As You Live, but there's also a couple of other portals where people can shop online and they just dedicate a little amount of their shopping to a charity of their choice. So it's really, really interesting. And obviously it's free of charge for charities to join. If your organization already has charity products or charity gifts like t-shirts or mugs or sustainable products, it's also a very good occasion to promote these on social media and to remind people that they can buy that. And I would just very inspired by other stories, really, other charities that have done great stuff when it came to some auctions or just social media presence. It's all very, very inspiring, and it doesn't need to cost a lot of money as well from a charity budget perspective.
Yeah. And there's other talking of successes of charities. Some examples are Mighton Hospices benefited from focusing on the single day. They raised, they used email as well as social. We focused on social media marketing. And it is a big social thing, but that doesn't mean you can't use email marketing and all your other comms, your newsletters and so on to benefit. But Mighton Hospices raised 6,000 in 2017 and more than 8,700 in one day in 2020. The coordinated giving campaign for All Giving Tuesday also helped Tiny Tickers surpass their fundraising goals, and the charity raised enough to replace four machines to help, I think it's children with heart issues, the original fundraising goal that they had. So they raised four machines, and the Giving Tuesday appeal was a massive part of that fundraising campaign, the fundraising campaign test for Tommy. So there is loads of examples. If you look at the Giving Tuesday website as well, you can see loads of success stories, which are always good to look at. And also in terms of a digital marketing campaign, you should look at that for inspiration as well. See the charities that have been successful, see what they've done and how they've engaged on the day, and you can learn some lessons from them, I think.
And just to add to that, in regards to ways to market this, I think peer-to-peer fundraising and promotion is really important. So if you do have a team, a fundraising team that's made up of kind of corporate community events, et cetera, can you get a member of each of those smaller departments on board with Giving Tuesday? So can you be asking the community fundraisers to ask current supporters to spread the word and encourage involvement from even one new supporter each will be a massive benefit. And then the same with corporate. Can you look at your corporate partnership partners and are they able to match donations from any of their employees that also can donate on Giving Tuesday? So have a look at all the different departments within your fundraising team and how each can contribute to Giving Tuesday.
Thanks. So just a few points that I'd probably add on to that. I think the marketing side, to follow on what Lisa was saying, is that I think marketing with Giving Tuesday is a little bit different than normal, because I know every time we talk about marketing, we talk about the idea of standing out in a crowd. But Giving Tuesday is such a collaborative day that it's almost standing with the crowd, if that makes sense. It's joining in with everything on just mentioned on those social things, partnering up with Giving Tuesday and pushing through your cause alongside everybody else rather than sort of standing above them, which I think is a really big good point. So when you're making your messaging, I think really think about that. It's not about why your cause is better or anything like that. It's why you're joining in with what is such a brilliant day with everybody else to raise money for good causes. So that's one thing to consider. And I think the flip to that, as we've spoken, just to any of our listeners who are individuals or organizations outside of the charity sector, is try and get involved with everything we've just said. So all those partnerships that the charities are looking for people like yourselves to get involved. So if you're an individual who wants to take part in the day, look out for those charities who are doing things and have things going on that they want people to take part of or volunteer with, and try and get involved. Also for all the businesses, really look out for those, see if there's partnerships that you can make and help charities out with. Now, I think we've got to talk about there's a lot of things that we think about in the build up towards Giving Tuesday, but we also need to think about what happens afterwards. So I wanted to ask everyone here, what kinds of things can people and charities do to keep the momentum going after Giving Tuesday?
I think broadly the key is to, again, I talk a lot about storytelling in a lot of these podcasts because I think it's essential. And basically, if a charity can tell their story adequately, it's going to stand a lot more chance of success when it comes to fundraising. And that's true in Giving Tuesday. To keep momentum is demonstrate your successes and show the work that money has done. So essentially, to put it more simply, you've raised a certain amount. Now you need to show that has proved successful. And it's, and what I mean by successful is that it's helped people in your community and helped your cause. And then that comes down to basically telling the story with a personal touch and sharing it effectively. But then it comes down to donor retention. So basically you can show everyone who's engaged with your charity on the Giving Tuesday that their time or their money or their efforts in whatever sense has proved effective. And then you can engage with them and try and create long-term relationships. Donor retention in the charity sector is estimated to be around the 25% mark after the first donation. That's something that will probably be lower on Giving Tuesday for the simple reason that there's a lot going on and a lot of people engaging with a lot of different charities. A lower than 25% mark for retention isn't great. That's something you want to build on and something you can build on with proactive choices and proactive steps. If you don't take those steps, then you will lose. They will be one-time donors, and that's as simple as that. So think about thank you messages and tell the donors what they want to know. And this is where you demonstrate impact. You say, thank you for donating on Giving Tuesday. Here is what your money did. Here is what your time did. This is how you helped us achieve our goals and support our community. And make it as personal as possible, giving you this opportunity to really engage with someone and continue that journey. Statistics show that all personalized comms are vastly better in terms of retention for donors, because everyone can feel, as we all know from it, all comms we receive from businesses, that any cold information, any cold sort of comms, it automatically puts us off further engagement. So yeah, be personal, follow up with people, and show the impact of the money that people have donated, or the time, or the resources, or whatever.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, Johan, I agree with what you said, and especially on the thank you messages and making them very, you know, as best as you can, but personalized as well, so that people really feel like they've contributed personally to your cause, and you've acknowledged that personal contribution. And again, whether that's money or whether that's time. So if you are able to, it's also the whole activity around Giving Tuesday is also a good way to get maybe some pictures, some messaging on social media that you can first of all look at and feel happy about, because that's also very uplifting messages and moments, but also use that as part of your further campaigns later on in the year, and obviously announcing or getting ready for Christmas, because obviously it's just a couple of weeks before Christmas. So my idea, you know, beyond the thank you and the acknowledgement of everyone's contribution, whether monetary or skills or time, etc., it's about getting, you know, keeping people engaged in your Christmas message, or if you're if you don't have a Christmas campaign planned, it's about getting them getting these new donors or new supporters engaged with subsequent campaigns that you're having, end of year campaign or new year campaigns, etc. So yeah, it's all very exciting, to be fair.
I just add on something that Lisa said, that the power of a thank you is something I was looking at very much at the moment. And a study done by Aptico showed that donors are four times more likely to donate again if they're thanked within 48 hours of donating. So that's something really to think about after. Make sure that you're thinking absolutely everyone after Giving Tuesday. I know you're probably going to be very tired from everything you've just done over the last day, but it's really important to make sure you do that.
So yeah, following on from what Nick said regarding the 48-hour thank you period, I think this comes back to my point about planning. You'll be very busy on the day of Giving Tuesday, so it would probably be very helpful for you and to make sure that you do send those thank yous out within 48 hours to plan all of those communications ahead of time. So to make sure that you can send them within that time frame. So just think about that and make sure that you've got your Gantt chart ready of everything that you need to be doing in the run up to the event.
I can add a little bit more about storytelling, because again, it's a really important post Giving Tuesday facet of your fundraising or future engagement. Because as we mentioned earlier, one mistake the charities often make is on Giving Tuesday, see it solely as a fundraising campaign, a place where you can raise funds. Whereas it is also about raising awareness to your cause. It is also about engaging volunteers, engaging people across the community and collaborating with businesses. And there's so much more than just fundraising to be done on that day. But of course, fundraising is a part of it. But all the other engagements you had, I think a key moving forward is to re-engage with those people so that you can develop long-term relationships. And then that the reason that's quite important is because all those basically leads you had on that day need to come into fruition later down the line. And storytelling is where that happens. So one thing, a couple of key like elements of storytelling is to develop an emotional connection. And then think about literal stories. So crafting a story. So the basics of storytelling. If you're contacting people afterwards, think about how you're doing that. You could do so by email, you could do so on social media, but you could also create a video, a short video explaining what your charity does. You create a far more professional video. You could write an article, send that out to them, or you could write an email that develops your impact and what you did post Giving Tuesday. Think about plot, think about characters, think about setting, think about conflict, think about resolution, think about the problems you're solving. And then think about the length and think about the medium with which you're using. Don't necessarily use socials, use video, as I mentioned, or have a podcast if you want to sort of join us. And then there's loads of other things that you should do, including think about user-generated content. It's probably one of the most important modes of storytelling or methods of storytelling for charities right now, because it literally puts power in the hands of your service users, your volunteers, your donors, and so on and so forth, where you actually let them tell their own stories, which I think is far more important. So if you think about how that could work, on Giving Tuesday, you've raised a lot of awareness and a lot of people have engaged with your campaign. That's great. Maybe they haven't donated, maybe they're unsure and they were just engaging on the day because they were part of the movement. Then afterwards, you can have some user-generated content showing what you're going to do, which brings them on board and develops emotional connection within your charity, which you can use for long-term to develop a long-term relationship. So I guess what my point is just to think a bit more long-term and just think about where you could be and how you could use the day beyond the immediacy of a one-off donation. I don't know if I've swayed too far from the question there, but so be it.
No, I think that's a really good point that, and it was something I think we could follow on with, because there's, on top of that, I think there's the idea that if you're working with partnerships here throughout this day, these are also relationships that you can build and nurture moving forward to keep the momentum going. If there are organizations, businesses, volunteers that come forward to help you on this day, really, you know, nurture those relationships, because they can blossom into something else down the line. They'll help you also. So don't just see it as a big day to sort of do something special and then thank all your donations and your volunteers and such. Really try and keep those moving with everybody else who's involved with it, even if it's just keeping your relationship with Giving Tuesday as well. If you partner with them, I think that will really help you in the long term, keep up the momentum and open a lot of doors for you in the future to come as well.
Yeah, and I broadly agree with everything you just said. And I think one point to mention on top of that is volunteers, because we are talking, at the beginning, we mentioned that it's not just about money, that it's about more than that. But you have all these other people who have engaged with you on it. I think one thing we see with Giving Tuesday is that focus on the, I know it's in the title, but giving, whereas there are so many people, as we mentioned, engaging in raising awareness, in getting involved in campaigns, in picking up litter, in actually just going out and dedicating their time. And one thing I'd like to see, just to sort of sum up towards the end of this podcast, I'd like to see more charities kind of engaging with them and trying to get more people involved in the charity sector as a whole. Obviously at Charity Digital, that's one of the things we're quite passionate about, involving more people, having more conversations, getting more people on board. And I think one way to do that is to actually just engage in volunteers and people who are dedicating more than just money. We mentioned earlier, like we are in the midst of a cost of living crisis. Money is obviously, well, it's not scarce, but you know, it's not easily to hand as it may have been in previous years. And that's why I think a bit of a shift of focus would be really great from a lot of charities if they manage to sort of invite more people to volunteer. I think from a personal level, I'd say sometimes volunteering isn't always easy. To dedicate your time can sometimes you feel like there's a lot of barriers and often that's safeguarding and that's necessary and so on and so forth. But if more charities can kind of bring more people on board and give them the option to volunteer, give them the option to give their time rather than necessary money that they may not have to hand, that would be a great and for me a very progressive move and a sort of progress on behalf of, hopefully that's the way that Giving Tuesday sort of moves in the future.
Yep, completely agree with that, Johan. And also a little word of reassurance, because I know we shared a lot of tips and ideas. And again, it's not about reinventing the wheel. So if it's the first time that you want to take part in Giving Tuesday, really also take a step back and see who you're partnering with already. If you're partnering with a local business, with you know, if you have existing relationship with the local press, you know, a free newspaper in your borough, for instance, where you can also share some news, you know, assess, you know, who your volunteers are and how they're contributing to your cause, your donors, obviously your staff, everyone that's involved in what you're doing, that will already give you a good starting point to see how you can involve all of them around Giving Tuesday, and then from that you can certainly grow in you know, following years into building more relationship or new relationships. But I'm just thinking, if you're a food bank, maybe there are certainly other food banks in your area, in your town or city. So obviously if you're aware of them or if you're in touch with them, is there anything you could do together around Giving Tuesday? Because you all you're all aimed at the same cause about feeding people within your communities. And the same could be said about animal shelters or charities helping, you know, specific disadvantaged group of the population. So, you know, if you know a few person and entities, then it's great. Just build on these relationships to start with, and then you know, the rest will come, and you'll see the great progress you can make over the years and weeks.
Perfect. And I think we got some really good stuff there and some really good pointers of really how to keep start with a lot of this stuff. So I'm hoping that everyone takes this information away and joins in the community that is Giving Tuesday. Thank you so much for everybody for listening today. And also thank you so much to my panel team here for answering all of my intimidating questions. Thank you all.
We hope you enjoyed this Charity Digital podcast. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are those of the speakers and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Charity Digital. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. Thanks for listening.